I've just been sitting here thinking.
Peace, YouTube.
Peace.
Happy New Year to everybody. We in 2024. Mamba mentality all year. You heard? Keep it Mamba mentality all year. We back at it. Don Cole and D-Rica Hippie Show starring Spliff and Choon Choon. And I'm here with a few lovely people. You know what I'm saying? Y'all see who back to my left?
I
got the lovely, the wonderful.
I'm back. Oh my gosh. I missed y'all. I ain't gonna lie.
You know what I'm saying? We missed you.
I'm over there tapping like I like y'all and shit. Look at this shit. Look what they doing.
That's a
fact. But, nah, but it was cool. I'm cool. I'm glad that I'm back though. Because
yeah, we glad that you back too. We were saving the seat for you. You know what I'm saying? But we back at it. This should be episode, I don't know. I'll title it when I see the episode. You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be like
05, 06,
right?
New year, new money.
Got my man
be corny,
to the right of me, you know what I'm saying? The man that held it down, second half.
You hear it, man.
Quarter.
What's happening? Yo, I earned it, you feel me? Shout out to Earn Clothing.
You see feel it? Me?
What's happening?
Who's that on it?
My son, Mr. Pip, you
okay.
Feel me?
Okay, pay
the
fool. You know what I'm saying? We out here. You know what I mean? But we back at it, man. Hope everybody's having a wonderful first couple days in the new year. I hope y'all enjoyed y'all time with y'all family. You know what I'm saying? But we back at it to do what we gonna do this year, and that's to kill y'all niggas in this podcast game. And I'm not fucking around with y'all niggas, man. We dropped like 5 episodes to close the year out. We got like 3.
Like I'm laying down. All here is
I wasn't playing with niggas, man. Then we got I got like 3 projects coming out at the top of this year. I got the Dolly Tyson documentary. Make sure you guys check that out. We got a Spliff and D-Rica Hippie production. The episode about nothing. That should be out tomorrow or some shit like that. Me and Spliff gonna go through it. And then we got this episode coming out. And we preparing for season 2 of Breaking Buds. That's gonna be crazy. So make sure y'all stay tuned in for all that. But we back at it, man. How you feeling, Choon? What's going on? Talk to your peoples, man. Talk to the Choonettes.
Yo, let me tell y'all something. It's a lot of shit. Shut up.
Choonettes. It's a fact, bro. Shout out to Don Cole, man.
Shout out to y'all. What's up? Yo.
It's good.
Almost like.
Oh, you about to jump
rest
into
in
it.
Rest in peace. Oh, yo.
My son almost died.
Yo, let me.
You can laugh when you look at shit.
Yeah, yo, I'm laughing hysterical. Like, I'm really on the floor right now, like, rolling around and shit. But, it was on some movie shit.
Yeah.
Like, really on some movie shit. Like, I went to the gas station, just put some air in my tire. And, yo, in less than 15 minutes, dude, like I'm in hives. My armpits is itching, and my palm start itching and shit. Then I started throwing up in the fucking car while I'm driving.
Man.
So I had to pull over. And I'm just like, yo. Cause usually, like when I feel like I have a reaction or something like that, I either take like a Claritin or a Benadryl. Like, then it had none of that on me.
Mm-hmm.
So I end up driving myself to the hospital. My nigga, like if I didn't go any sooner. Yo, niggas was like, throat was almost like closed up and shit. It was just,
like Will Smith and Hitch?
Yo.
God.
It was. I ain't even gonna lie, but.
Not to put your shit out there, but what they told you was the reaction to.
I actually have an appointment to see, because right now I'm just on some eggshells, because I don't know what, if it was something that I really touched, if it was like a chemical reaction type of shit. Or what I ate, so right now I'm in the dark. But
yeah,
I have
hopefully it was something that you ate and you got like an allergic reaction to something, and you could fix that instead of it being a major reverse scare than that. You
know that shit was wild, crazy, man. Like you could feel the hives just coming. Like everywhere was just red. My ears, my nose, my lip, my everything was just like red.
That shit was it. Was it like a crazy like hot tingling sensation?
Yeah, on my palms.
She
was crazy.
My friend had got an allergic reaction to some it, but she didn't know it was in the food. It was like peanut butter oil or some shit like that.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So you don't really ask, yo, what oil you cooking with? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
you don't.
Just was out eating and some shit. Her shit started getting crazy. I had to take her to the hospital too. That shit was wild, crazy. But I'm glad that you good, you know what I'm saying? That you back, you know what I mean? So
back and better, because girl, I was gonna lie, they gave me an EpiPen and everything. Like, I'm at the
God damn.
Yeah, I was fucked up. Fucked
nah,
up.
That's scary. Up. Nah, that is scary. They gave you an EpiPen, like, yo, listen, just in case.
Just in case you know what
if
the fuck you're going on with.
And if you with just somebody, just
stick
tell
the
them
shit
the
right there, keep it pushing.
You know
that's it. Yo,
shit,
oh
damn,
my god.
That's fucked up.
I would never think I would have an EpiPen, like. But yo, this is honestly just, you know, just be safe out there. Definitely, because a lot of shit was going through my head at that time. I was just like, yo, maybe there's someone put something on there. You know, it's, bro, I'm a female, like, somebody watching me. Like, it's so much shit that was going through my head.
That
so,
female paranoia
yeah,
gotta be
like,
different. Because
you
when,
don't
when
know.
June said, when I read her text, she said, yo, I thought it was, like, fentanyl.
Yo,
so,
I'm
like,
dead yo. Ass serious. Yo, I thought it was, yeah. like, a...
I waited till we finished talking. Cause we was texting, so I waited till we finished texting for like an hour, and I look back at it, I said, "Sneaky Chew."
I feel you.
Anything can happen.
That's mad.
I'm putting the time. Like, I ate at 12, my nigga. It's 7 o'clock. Why am I throwing up? Why am I? You know what I'm saying? So it's like so much shit that was going through my head, but yo. I'm not even gonna lie, like, I had the Winter Jam Hotline 7 concert to go to. I'm not okay. In my head, I was like, damn, I paid for these fucking tickets, and I'm out here in the fucking hospital, my nigga. Yo, this shit is not working for me. This mad shit that happened that led up to that damn hospital.
Wait, you were still able to go to the thing, though?
Fuck yeah, I went shit, nigga, so healthy story. As ever.
You saw her stories, nigga?
I was like, damn, what a
bitch. Yeah.
Everybody
was
there that night.
Everybody
on my stories was in that bitch. I was like, damn, my baby Lola Book up there. I've been trying to go.
It was nice.
DMs, wow, crazy, Spliff. What's good with you though, Spliff? How you been?
She said, you're not a millionaire.
Nah.
My shit cool and chilling. RIPs to the RIPs, you feel me? Should be rough out here in these streets. I'm just trying to be a better potter and get my battle rap media to the next level, you feel me? Get out the you feel me? Some niggas stop calling, you feel me, the little media, nigga, you feel what I'm saying?
Trying to elevate yourself.
Out the media, you feel me?
Right, ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, we was actually
you got goals
speaking
for this
about
year.
That shit.
Word?
Nah, I do got goals for this year,
you
bro.
Got
that's
goals
a fact.
For this year.
We definitely.
You see the other whiteboard over there? That's for my goals. That's for every morning when I wake up. I got to do my 50 push-ups, 50 sit-ups. You know what I'm saying? So I wake up at 4:30 in the morning now. I don't know if it was me or if everybody else felt it, but I felt the whole energy change as soon as that ball dropped in 2024
came in.
Negative energy. Positive energy.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Like a wave of positive energy just hit me. Like,
yeah.
Because that's what I was preparing myself for. And like mentally, I was putting it in the universe. Like, since Christmas, my niece came up to me and she was like, when you gonna get a haircut? I was like, oh, you right.
Yo, so I don't even lie to you. I came in here.
Yeah.
And I see you with a haircut. I was like, look at you.
So I got the
haircut.
Oh,
you missed the chain around your neck, nigga.
I just wanted to let go of that negative energy.
That's perfect.
I got hired to this new job. You know
yes.
what I'm saying? So. I'm just trying to keep that train of thought positive, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, it's just going to be up from here. And then, with me and Spliff doing what we did at the end of the year, it just gave me more incentive.
No, that was really actually pretty good.
Yeah, more incentive to just, this year we really going to kill, you know what I'm saying?
So,
yeah, that's a fact.
Going Q.
That's a fact. So, y'all got the Three Musketeers back, you know what I'm saying? So, it's on. It's lit, you know what I mean? So, everybody keep doing y'all thing out there and... Y'all definitely know we gonna keep doing our thing, man. So, back at it. Where y'all wanna touch? What y'all wanna touch on, man? What's good? Where you gonna go? What's happening? We was just listening to it.
Yeah, that's what I was right to that, man.
We gonna start with that, because we was
shout out to
for
Uncle
that shit
Murda.
Thank
as soon
you,
as the
yo.
Ball dropped,
he did.
Maybe like an hour or two after, he dropped the fire, part one. And then part two was straight Diddy. Like, you feel what I'm saying? So
did he do it? Did he do it?
That shit is crazy. So.
I liked it, but like he said, it's the same thing. He did what we do. on the episode, the year in recap, he just talk about the topics that's mainly the main shit, and he bodies it like he always does. What I liked more was, did y'all see, well, let me know what you think about it, Chung, Uncle Murder, year in recap.
His year in recap. I was just thinking about that away in, on, you know, in the car, like, it's a classic.
Face.
It's a classic, like, we've been listening to that since... High school,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It. So it's like it's like a tradition to listen to
because Mad Skills started,
Mad. And oh, my son
just straight arm robbery. That nigga said, yo, give me that,
yeah, like, yo, boy, Mad Skills shit. She was used to be all right, Murder just added the spice because he was talking about a lot of shit niggas really, really wasn't talking about that was going on.
Feel me? And then the way that he does it is like. I don't know, like Mad Skills is more lyrical with it, you know what I'm saying? And my son, Uncle Murder, is just like, I don't want to say he's not, but he plays with it a lot more.
Mm.
Pause, you know what I mean? But
okay,
I just like the way that he does it, you know what I mean? But okay. I liked, did y'all see Dave Chappelle, his new
I heard of it. Someone did say that he had a new stand-up.
It's called Dreamer.
But there was a lot of controversy going on.
There's a lot of controversy going on with
it. Yeah, I didn't really, but I skimmed through it, but I didn't really like get into it to watch it and all of that stuff. But yes, I do.
He did. This is like the 20th anniversary for his first stand-up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What was it called? I forget his first stand-up. I forget what it was called. I don't know if Chung want to hit that. That's why I ain't.
I'm doing right now. Yeah.
It's the final.
Oh no, no, y'all on y'all chest hair shit.
But he did it. He went back to Washington, you know what I mean? That's where he's from, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But he, like, the last few stand-ups was, like, the controversy has been about him talking about transsexuals.
Okay.
So he was like, yo, I'm not talking about transsexuals this time. I'm going after the paralyzed people. And he started talking about paralyzed people and shit, right? He started going in.
Oh my God.
He got something else about... Chris Rock in there, he made the Chris Rock joke because him and Chris Rock was touring after the slap with Will Smith.
Right, okay.
So he was like, you know what I mean? He was making jokes of that, and at the end of it, he was like, everybody hates Chris.
That got it.
That shit was mad funny. But Dave Chappelle was mad. He mad provoking because he's like, he mad smart with his wordplay,
crazy.
The way he puts it together, you like, damn, he is making fun of it, but he got a point.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because at the
it's
end
like his
of it,
point of view of it, his perspective is something that we tend to overlook.
Yeah.
So then when he rationalizes it and really like put his Chappelle on it, like a you know,
yeah, because like if y'all don't know, like his history, like his great grandfather was like a. Civil rights or something in the slave world, in the slave times, where he stood up,
activist,
you know what I mean, to
shit.
Everything, and you know what I mean. So I, like, that shit is in his blood. You know what I mean? Like Dave Chappelle, like that shit is in his blood. To like, he even when he was talking about the paralyzed people, he was talking about the congressman that was a paraplegic, and he was like, he ran up on him and he was like, hey, and he turned around and he was like, hey Chappelle, he was like, I didn't think he knew who I was. But I looked at him, and I just walked away. He said, I wanted him to see me do something that he couldn't do. I was like, nah, this nigga Dave Chappelle. But at the end of it, he brings it all back to transsexuals, though. Because he's not making fun of it. I just think he's not...
He's just trying to point it out.
Yeah, he's not aligned with that agenda. So it's like, I gotta say what I see from this, because it's an agenda.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
It's killing the masculinity and... We just gonna say America, you know what I'm saying? We're not even gonna go around the world,
right? Because
going to, it's but that's what they have on TV. Like the P-Valley shit had the Benny, the other shit had like it's a lot of shit going on. So it's like y'all not gonna say like and on some real shit is people scared of the whole the community the L. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say it wrong, but
know,
shout
right.
out to them. You feel
them
me?
Letters, yes.
So
LGBTQ+.
He's really joking on some shit that most niggas would have joked on back in the day, but so niggas are so scared to say shit, he's doing what niggas is scared to do.
I think Dave Chappelle takes the best of everybody, and he is that, the embodiment of all these other past comedians. Go ahead, Chum.
I mean, just alone his creativity of how he, with, you know, with Dave Chappelle's show and how he brought certain you know, topics and certain things that we wouldn't even like say out in public, but if we put it in a skit, you know, if we put it like in a, you know, a playing way, it will kind of soothe the air and soothe the eyes a little bit more than just saying that you a gay ass person, da da da. But let me put it this way, you know, and then I feel more better, you know. Well, not me. Let's just say that they will feel more better because society, whoever's listening to it, will make them, you're accommodating to them because you still want them to come and see your shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's like, we're not gonna beat around the bush and really see that this is not a problem. You know, and it is a problem. Some people just could just walk by it and be like, ah, it don't bother me. But then you have some people just like, yo, logically thinking, this is just a me thing. It makes me want to feel good. But then you want to conflict that onto society and make them feel good. Like you want them to accept you. You know, so, and he's not saying that he's not, he accepts them, you know, because at the end of the day, shit, what can I do? Then just use my
words. Can't stop none of that.
You know? It's just when you want to conflict and when you want to pounce or when you want to, like, shove this in someone's face and this is what you want your society to be. But I don't want to partake in
it. So you got a kid, right? You got a kid. You didn't go up to the school yet, right? Then your first teacher's conference, you go up there, and your kid's teacher, this is third grade. How old is third grade? Like
6?
Sounds like that was gonna say 7, 6.
Something like that, right? And you go to the teacher's conference and your kid's teacher is a transsexual, like visibly you see it's in mid transformation, the process, right?
Yeah, you can't do nothing about that.
Do you keep your kid in the class or you pull your kid?
So when you
I think it would just be on the what's getting taught alert in the class.
When you're
just being rude.
You said what?
Like, what's being taught in the class? Is it a, like, is she gonna be a good teacher to the kids?
Okay, so that's what you want.
Just being respectful.
That's what I was gonna say.
Because if you're on some, oh my god, like on some Mr. Mackey type shit, South Park, then nah, I don't want my kid in there. You ain't learning nothing. If the kid is actually learning in the class, it shouldn't be no issue.
Well, this is
you feel me, that respectfully for the people.
Respectfully, you are right. And then I'm going to add on to it because what I was trying to say, something what you said, is when you're, some people will be like, well, when you're not educated, you know, you don't know shit. It's more of, and I always use a reference of kids. Mm-hmm. Anytime I reference anything is with a child because kids are more pure, innocent. They're more aware of emotions and everything better than an adult because they see on others. They gravitate on others. So a kid could know when you're sad, happy, mad, and stuff like that because they see this shit. Mm-hmm. If I'm coming into a classroom with my kid and is this person dressed up? Like, or is this person just like, the voice is it? Or is it the
Nah, they dressed up. Image? They dressed up like professionally to be a teacher, right? Okay. But you still see it like facial.
It's a snake in a dress.
So my thing is this, right? We can't really put we're 2024.
They got that right? Shit on TV.
You understand? Right. So we can't really sit here and bring it back when we was in our time. You know what I'm saying? Things are different now.
Yeah.
So you could go on Cartoon Network and see a teacher, you know, dressed up like that teaching a class.
Mm-hmm.
So now in real world, in the actual world, you go into this this class and you see the same thing that you see on the TV, you're gonna be like, well, this is normal because I see it on TV.
It happened on South Park, Mr. Mackey. Right. I mean, not Mr. Mackey,
times,
Mr. Garrison.
That was our
Mr.
Time,
Garrison
South
turned
Park
to
shit,
a chick.
Right?
Yeah.
So now you get into the classroom to elaborate on what you just
Garrison.
Said. If this teacher is teaching my kid the fundamentals of what needs to be taught, then at the same time, it shouldn't be a problem unless you're trying to conflict
put
that shit
much
to make my
energy,
kid.
Yeah.
Right. We're here for learning. We're here to to get the academics of what you
teach
need.
Teach the kids. Don't teach the kids your lifestyle.
There boom. You go.
If it's doing that, then now you got to get out of here.
Yeah.
But
so,
then to the,
yeah.
the fact too, you don't. You might want to remove the kid because you know the kid might be like, it might cause an issue.
You feel me? For what?
No, like a kid that talks out loud, like, don't care and just say whatever.
Oh, you gay?
Yeah.
Oh, you
there? You a dude. But like, you feel me? You might gotta remove the kid for shit like that.
No. That's where it lies in the household. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, that too.
Because it stems from them. Because if you know that your kid is like that, because parents know their kids.
Mm-hmm.
Parents, y'all know y'all kids, okay?
Sometimes you gotta save the kids out of that area.
So if you're gonna set the tone, you gotta set the tone from inside the dome before you set the tone outside. Before you try, because I know for a fact that you're not gonna send your kid to school and then make this man teach your kid, knowing that you have this, I wouldn't say hatred, you have this thing where you don't like that type of
negative energy
around
fuck
your
it.
Kid. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But now this person is teaching your kid. You have to sit there and say, yo, like you said, teach what the criteria is supposed to be taught and not your lifestyle.
Yeah.
Not what your life is. No.
I wouldn't want my kid coming home like doing your mannerisms and stuff.
There you go.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Picking
like,
those up.
That's not.
And it. And,
I
don't and,
brought
and
this
kids,
topic up. It's not to directly.
No.
Get.
And kids do pick those things up because they feel they it made them feel some type of way, like a good way, you know, but they didn't see anything negative about it or anything because they don't really know until it's being taught.
This goes
to
back to the structure of school. Your state is your kid's parent because they with them 8 hours of the day. You at work, you get to see them, to put them to bed and feed them, and that's
when you bring your kids to school, you drop them off.
They have legal
they're not
custody
right.
Of
you don't have no custody of your kid until you get them out of school. So with
then
that
they might
said,
have at the school too.
Right. So within the time frame of eight hours being in school,
yeah,
your kid could be learning so much different shit, and then you go home, his belief system might be fucked up because it's like, all right, well, I go to school and all my friends at the table, this is what they talk about, this is what they do, this is how they look. And then I come into my sanctuary, my place of home.
It's different.
Cause it's, so as a kid, I can see why they're confused. I can see why all of this, but within the diameter of what we're talking about, teach what's supposed to be taught and not your lifestyle.
Yeah, that's
not okay. Not your beliefs. Let my kid know what the criteria is, you know, math, science, and what all
yeah.
that. It don't have to be. I trust that the person that is like that know that. All right, you're just here just to teach my kid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So there has to be a trust. It has to be a trust. That if I walk into the school the first day of school and I'm seeing this, I'm gonna hold my tongue and I'm just gonna pray that, you know what,
hopefully
teach my kid.
This,
that's it. And then some
you're not
going to
serious it out though.
We're not. And there's some teachers like that some kids really go to them and talk to them as like a regular. You just look like your person with makeup on. That's it.
Yeah.
They really don't know it, but I still feel comfortable. You're still my teacher. You still teach.
But I saw this in some. I was watching something on YouTube, and this guy pulled his kid out,
mm-hmm.
and the teacher was upset about it. But she was saying what you were saying, like, you don't know what I'm, like, you don't even know how I'm teaching them or nothing, and you pulling them out because of how I look. But
That's,
everybody has their preference. You have the preference to be who you want to be right now, and I have the preference if I want to take my kid out of this class or not, you know what I'm saying? So keep it at that, you know what I mean? But that Dave Chappelle shit is funny. Hopefully y'all watch it, and we could do a nice review of it, because he's the god right now, you know what I'm saying? The comedy,
he is,
man.
He is.
He's like my 1A, 1B type shit.
Yeah, he the GOAT.
Yeah. Because for me, always is Chris Rock. Eddie Murphy, cool. I love Eddie Murphy. He like top three. But for me, it's always Chris Rock. Chris Rock is just funny to me. But let's get into it.
Power.
Damn. Rest in peace, my boy.
Nah, no rest in peace. We watched the episode. I don't see no funeral. My son's still alive.
He gone, man. Joey confirmed it on Instagram, bro. Come on.
I don't want to hear nothing he confirmed, bro. Niggas be waking. Niggas want to watch the show, Raising bro.
Raising Kanan got to be the best shit on TV right now. I ain't going to hold you. But my son Unique, man. Yo, that was mad anticlimactic to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was building up to be something serious, and the way it happened, like the way he died, I was like, oh, that's a dub. You know what I'm saying? I don't think they wanted to violate him, but you needed to violate him. But I don't think, yo, Spliff, I don't think, you've been watching, I don't think his head was in the game, bro. He was all stuck up on Rock.
Nah, don't be out here talking like Roddy, my nigga.
He was trying to get his...
Nah, don't do that, bro. You wildin' now. We not doing that.
He wasn't on point like season one, bro.
Yo, all niggas watching the show. You know, Ronnie was still out here getting the bag, good fits. Oh, we not gonna do that, bro. Niggas, he had the corner store. He was about to do the Chinese joint. And niggas was mad at the Chinese restaurant. Didn't have no faith in the Chinese restaurant. Come on, we know what happened at the Chinese restaurant around that time. It was worse.
That's a fact.
Come on. So, for that fight to go down, this is where niggas got to get their life right. When a fight went down, Jeez was wildin'. He's your brother, but you better make sure he down, bro.
Before you turn your back.
Yeah, you know who
so,
bitch.
So you felt like he wasn't down with his brother, like he was like.
No, he got him down, and because of his brother, he just let him rock because he's on the floor.
Right.
Nah, bro. Pick this nigga up, put him in the corner somewhere, do something. Yeah. He got up, got the shit, beep.
He got
him. Hit him with the metal, come on, man.
I was like, damn, bro, that shit had
me. To go out like that is crazy.
That shit had me so fucking up.
So look, hit him with this shit. He's on the floor, and then you just see, boom, 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 back and forth, right? So then it's like, damn. Like, you already fucked up that you see him on the floor. Then the next part is the body just dropping down the hill. I swear to you, you seen the fight and then body down the hill. And you just like, his head is like, I don't care. I don't see no funeral. I don't want to hear about what Joey Badass did on the shit. Nah, dead ass, bro.
You want to see proof. You want
to
see
I need to the next episode. I don't want to hear you talk, yo, it was great being with y'all. Nah, don't do that. Don't do that, bro. That's what I'm saying, bro. Don't G me. I got to see what's going on.
The power universe is different.
Yeah, they'll fuck with your whole head.
Niggas be coming back to life like
that. If my son, they find my son. My son, you feel, because we seen what happened. Kanan was out of here, burnt fire, all niggas. Nah, we ain't going to never see Kanan again. What happened? Jukebox reviving this nigga in a whole different state. Like, come on, bro. Niggas is not Jimmy. Nigga, body drop, cool. I got to see the funeral. I got to see the funeral.
But you know what?
No funeral is clip.
Nah.
Shorty died? Boom, shot in the crib by Mr. Howe, Agent Howard, whatever. Right, and then we seen funeral. I need funerals. No funeral, nigga ain't dead yet. Niggas is still saying ghost is alive. I'm just saying.
I don't know. And when he stabbed up son.
Come on, son.
They had a funeral for him, too.
Yeah, you feel me? If niggas don't get funerals, it's clip.
His grandmother, she deaf, so she can't hear without her.
The sister got the funeral, homie. Talking about. Yeah. Get into that.
Putting the batteries in her ear shit.
She don't hear nothing.
Son coming from behind.
He took the earpiece.
Stabbed the nigga up. Nigga just laying there.
I ain't gonna lie. All right, so look, we're gonna keep it funky, right? Nah, because that was exactly what happened, but. It was Ronnie, the same person that took out Unique. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Ronnie's in a spree right now. Ronnie on Dirty Tommy. So now...
It's going to have to be Rock and Kanan to take his ass out.
We got to relax. Is Ronnie going to take over the Chinese spot?
Take over the bot? I don't know.
Is he going to take over the Chinese spot? He don't like it. I know he don't like it, but now he got to go link his shorty.
I think he going to link up with the...
He going to link up with the... But see, that's what get me tight with the shit Spanish, because... Unique not going nowhere. Unique not going nowhere. And then the nigga, Unique dead. What you mean?
I had to do what I had had to do. That's how
they talking like that? That's how niggas is talking?
Yeah, bro.
Nah. You know how niggas is talking crazy.
You know how this shit go. He know how this shit go. Right. He know how this shit go.
Niggas is talking crazy.
But make
crazy.
Sure y'all keep watching, man. That's like, I think this is the mid-season finale, so it's not going to be an episode this week. They coming back next week. So,
what?
Yeah, because it's only 10 episodes, so.
I thought they do it like at 6 or 7.
Nah, this one.
So there's no none this week?
No, nothing this week, bro.
Nah, you can't do that. Sorry. Niggas get rid of Unique and want to have niggas on Busty stat. Like, nah, see? That's when niggas... And you know what's going to happen with Power. Power always do that. Like, episode, you're like, oh, I like the show. And they'll be like, wait a week. Like, what?
We about to get off. But you like Jukebox storyline this season?
Yeah, I fuck with Jukebox. Shout out to Jukebox. It go crazy when you,
Kanan, but Kanan about to splat real quick.
Cause you can see her looking. She was like, damn, like I ain't wanna let you do it, but fuck it. Me and Kanan just running train on bitches. It ain't nothing. Fuck it. I ain't gonna lie. I think that's probably some of the reason why she a little mad at Kanan, but she still never gonna look like it's Kanan.
Yeah, that's her brother.
Yeah, shit wicked. Shout out to Marv. Shout out to the uncles, man.
Shout out.
Yeah, man.
What's good, Chun, man? You back in the full effect, man. It feel good to have you back, you know what I'm saying? That's a fact, man.
Yo, what we did, you didn't like. I know you was watching, like, these niggas is wild.
Nah, y'all was good.
You was all right?
You know what really, like, irks me now?
Go ahead.
You know, at one point...
We'll mess with your chancletas.
You know, at one point, what really, like... Bullshit. Was the word was toxic?
The word
was toxic at one point, right? Y'all remember that shit? Mm-hmm. All right, no, sensational, then toxic, but toxic was the number one word that everybody used. Took that word and ran with it
for like the last 2-3 years. That was the thing.
Now the new phrase and a new word now, and I witness it.
I'm gonna be weak if you say what I think you might say, right? But go ahead. What's the word?
The word now is manipulation. Okay?
Oh, so it's getting highlighted now. Okay, go ahead.
It's getting highlighted now. Word. Like, now niggas is like, oh, like they... like they think like they diagnose bitches now. Like, oh, you just manipulated me. You said shit. So
That's funny.
And then...
People do get manipulated out here.
Nah, but I'm gonna tell you,
females and males. I'm just being fair to the game.
Some people use it wrong. Like, okay, so when you
most females use it wrong.
When we think of the word manipulation, we think of it being bad, right?
Yeah, it is for the most part.
Okay,
most people don't manipulate people to do good for themselves.
Manipulation is a one-sided thing. Think of it like that. It's for me to. I'm gaining something from the shit, bitch.
But from a real manipulator, make you feel like you're doing it for you, but it's really for me.
I don't think there's no positive.
So listen.
In manipulation, hell no.
I'm gonna give you a scenario. And I said I had the same posture that you had just a while ago, right? Mm-hmm. Homeboy, I wanted to get to know homeboy, right? I'm asking questions. I'm a type of person where. If I'm gonna get to know you, I need to know your mental.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know how you think. I need to know how you operate. You know, certain situations.
Are you crazy?
You know, just deranged. Just regular shit.
So are you employed?
I'm asking this dude different things. Yeah. You know, different scenarios or how his perspective or
how short are you?
Is, right?
Do you make money?
So towards the end of everything, I basically wanted to get to know him.
Mm-hmm. She was
so
interested.
He's answering these questions that I'm. Asking him, right? Because that's the ideal is to ask questions.
Yo,
answer the fucking shit.
Wait, can I say one thing though? And all niggadom, right? When y'all listening, peeping right now, right?
Peep this shit. Go ahead.
A lot of us don't be dead ass. We should be dead ass, but a lot of us don't be dead ass, right? And when you don't be dead ass, it bites you in the ass later. You feel me? Because that's all the arguments y'all gonna have in the middle of y'all situation, but. In all reality, try to be more honest, y'all, because the more dead ass y'all be, the more or less she's not going to argue about it, because you already went through it. You told the facts. Once you speak facts, everything else, she can't say nothing. Speak facts, y'all. Don't be trying to say shit to be around somebody. That shit don't work half of the time. Mm-hmm. Y'all niggas waste time. They get mad. The next nigga got to hear about it for 3 months.
Just be honest, y'all. But go ahead. Be my honest. Bad. I had to say that. Be go ahead. Honest.
No, you're right. So
he fucked so, up. So, like, well, that's what that nigga so, did. Fuck that nigga.
So after all of this shit, homeboy was quiet. And then he was like, you manipulated me. Mm. I said, whoa. What?
Wait, you, the nigga answered questions. He felt manipulated, nigga.
Yes, because he
wrong shit, boy. You got interrogated and you didn't know what to say. That's what happened. He got interrogated.
He did
not get manipulated, gang. Let's get this straight and clear. She asked you for information. You got shook, and then you might have lied and said truth and lied the truth and loop for truth lie. And you got snagged in bullshit. So go ahead, my bad.
So now,
I had to fix that for slow niggas. Because, you know, we out here.
My reaction to when he said that shit, I was quiet for a minute. I said, whoa, hold on.
This nigga's dumb.
Let me take this shit back, okay? Because females like me that don't manipulate shit, when a guy says that, we equivalent. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Our equivalency to that is like rape. Like, whoa, nigga, whoa, hold whoa. The fuck up. Like, you're doing too fucking much. My intentions was never... I'm going to break that out. But
Raped you.
Seriously, all
that's
actual,
a hot topic.
Maybe it's too extreme. That was but extreme. My intentions but was never to manipulate... Saying. How did you I'm get me asking you questions to me manipulating you? So he was like, there's good ways of manipulation. I said, let me hear this shit.
What?
So I said...
he said, please, inform me.
So I said to him,
I gotta hear what he said, because I kind of think it's
positive. Let's just say that I'm trying to surprise my man, right? I'm trying to surprise my man, and I'm trying to rear him to do something different because I don't want him to know the surprise. Because manipulation is, I'm trying to rear you not to know what the fuck I want, but I really want this.
Yeah.
Is that manipulation? He was like, yeah, it's a good word. I said, nigga, that's a fucking surprise, bitch. What the fuck is you talking about? Like, don't try to, because you hear the word manipulation, now you think that you want to equivalent to every fucking female that comes in your way because you think that you showed me that you don't have no trust, nigga. How the fuck me asking you questions turn into me manipulating you? So I really have to say, maybe
he was just bugging. You know what I'm saying? Because I wouldn't attribute asking questions to manipulation, you know what I'm saying? Especially if it's your first time meeting and chilling, you know what I'm
saying? Gotta go through the 20
now years. If it's that we've been in a long-term relationship and I found something out and I'm trying to beat around the bush,
the word interrogate, he could get interrogated, but that shit don't matter. She's trying to know you.
This ain't no months talking, 3 days in. I just want to know how you are, how you think, and how you move and how you operate.
Yeah, because then I might run into something where I don't feel comfortable with the way that you're moving.
That nigga never went through an interview. go ahead, again.
You manipulated me.
You gotta sit down with some of these niggas that she be talking to. Right?
You have to.
I'm not ready.
Yo.
I'm good.
But look.
It's crazy.
All right, so when you get into a new relationship, right?
Right.
Especially at the age that we at, right?
Yes.
The person is... They are who they are.
Correct.
You are who you are, right?
Correct, yes.
But you know what you like.
What?
Yeah, I do. I know what I like.
Niggas, people are illusions, B.
People
are illusions.
That's what I mean. It's a facade.
I don't want to find out you got two kids 3 months later.
I had a nigga that told me within a month in, oh yeah, guess what? I got a son.
See?
Bitch.
You are who you are before.
What?
You got
How you forgot you got a son, nigga? You fucking nutting in the bitch. Like, you really. Wow.
Now that falls to you are who you are before you got here, right? Like, you're just a liar, right? So that's just.
You're just a liar. Got it.
Just a liar.
You always a liar.
But, right? So, but you know what I mean by that. Like, you stuck in your ways. Everybody's stuck in their ways when they get into a new relationship, right? At some point in your relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
You find out what y'all like about each other and y'all start doing that, right?
Correct.
I'm not saying that that's a form of manipulation because both sides are doing it, but you're showing what you like, right?
Okay.
And the other person is receiving. Correct. So y'all showing and y'all receiving, both of y'all. And y'all are forming. Y'all changing into molding into what y'all want
to
be for
you. You sound that nigga. Shut the fuck up. No, listen to this shit.
I'm not trying to say it because I wouldn't take you asking me questions as
if I'm you trying to manipulate me. No, right. But let me take back me being so vulgar, so vicious to you. My bad.
No. We're here. This is what we're here for.
That should be coming out. But you got to understand, right? When you fucking with somebody or talking to somebody, the number one thing is to be yourself.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So me coming in, I'm not thinking of you manipulating me because I'm coming in thinking that you showing me who you supposed to be, who you are. Because I'm very observant. All right? I don't like to talk a lot, but I like to look at your ass. I like to observe you. I like to ask questions because I want to know what I'm observing matching what the fuck I'm asking you.
Yeah.
Okay? So, we don't think about that someone manipulating us being somebody you're not.
That shouldn't be seen as a form of manipulation. That's some fucked up shit. That the you're trying to get to know somebody that you like. You know what I'm saying?
But that falls to the other person. You, yeah, so that who falls, the fuck am I liking, my nigga?
That falls to the other person being jaded still. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to fall out, like I'm falling out of that. You know what I'm saying? Like now, when I talk to somebody, I'm gonna let you know, yo, listen, I work 5 days out the week and I record like 2-3 days out the week. And my that's what I do. That I don't do nothing else. So I don't need you, if we fucking with each other, being like, yo, who else you talking to? Because you ain't answering the phone. Nigga,
I got another one.
I'm recording.
I got another one.
Yo, slightly damaged. I can't talk to hurt people because I'm slightly damaged.
Damn.
I like it. I was just over here in a pause like, y'all saying some shit, but I'm like, nah, I got to process life. You can't be hurt and come over here. Nah. Yeah. Sorry.
Because you want
to
be hurt more.
I'm trying to fix myself so I could go over there. Yeah. You can't come here hurt and fuck my whole stability.
Whole to help you,
you can't fuck my stability. Can't fuck my stability up. Yeah, nah.
That's 2024.
Don't fuck that. Yeah, right now I know. I know now.
These words.
You hurt? Stay there. I'm sorry. You look good though. But
hit me, hit me when you feel a little
better. Yeah, when your life together, come back. Because I'm not going to you with my shit fucked up. This shit good over here.
Negative.
Good energy.
Yo, that shit is so crazy. When you vibrating on good energy, you just feel so
see bad energy comes.
And someone put it in the comments.
Bad energy comes.
Feel that shit. That shit is not cute.
Let her know this the conversations that we was missing, right, Spiff?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you, cause I can't be talking to this nigga about.
Me and him can't be like, yo.
Yeah, like
how you feel?
Yeah, niggas would have been in here like, look at these emotional ass niggas. Nah, buddy.
I started the episode.
She here. We can talk about that shit.
I started the episode.
Saying,
these niggas,
I started the episode. Yeah, because we'd have been the angry niggas.
Your beautiful host, niggas.
Look at these angry birds up here talking about
food. We'd have been angry niggas if we'd have been up here like, yeah, bitch, so yeah, you know, Shorty was trying to play me, boy. Like, we'd have been here looking like you angry niggas.
That's like, when
24,
we close this out real quick. Yeah.
24 is, for me, is accountability on my part, okay? And really shutting shit down from the door. I'm not with that. Damn, I'm gonna spare your feelings because I know how it feels when you're hurt. And man, fuck that shit, bitch. I don't give a fuck what you guys say, but I do care how you feel, though. Okay, I'm keep it 100 with you. Sometimes people do shit and not realize how they say something, how they body language is, you know, how you presented it, because. Some people don't look at themselves and people don't hear themselves when they speak. So now I realize that I gotta take a step back and say maybe sometimes I say certain things because I had one friend that always misread something that I said or what I did. And I have to sit here and really put him in his place and say, yo, like, you do shit to make you feel good, but not the other way around. I do shit to make both of us feel good. You understand what I'm saying?
And yeah, that's where the difference shit happens is. A lot.
So
yeah.
him seeing what I see that he didn't see, he was like, damn, the way you pointed out made me feel like I'm a shit ass person. I said, I still accept you as a friend, but I have to let you know what you're doing because it's causing me to not fuck with you no more.
Just a random thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think people should not count deeds or anything they doing for this year. If you do something just for someone, just do it because you want to do it. Mm. Don't do some shit. Because on some for real shit, like, some people would do shit and then come back to you and be like, yo, bro, but I was doing, you feel me?
Yeah, nah,
and that attacks, but...
I'm writing it down in my book how many times, I don't want to say it too many times, how many times I say sorry this year. Because I don't even want
to
say it.
Because sometimes you don't have to say that.
Yeah, because you should show.
Or reality, sometimes you don't have to say that shit, bro.
Sometimes showing is better
than doing it.
I know
that
this year I'm not fucking with people based off of their character.
Okay.
Based off of their character, or who you are as a person. Because sometimes we forget to look at people's character to say, do I want to fuck with you? And not just image-wise or whatever. Nah, nigga, I need to know...
Yeah, morals and principles, how you move with everything.
That shit will fuck up a person.
Yeah, and I'm trying not to let mental. No negative energies creep in my head. Thoughts, like...
We shouldn't have things living rent-free in our head. Yeah, like, that ass. Especially people that's gonna bring you down.
But we about to
we're not doing
here.
That.
Wait, one thing? Real fast.
Yeah, go.
Shout out to We Go Hard versus... well, it's not no shit like that, but Battle Academy and We Go Hard, there's a lot of shit going on. If y'all are able to go to January 12th, they got like a 2-on-2 situation. Piffy, EOK Piffy, and Goody versus Still and News 215. Tune in, y'all. It's a lot of good shit going on with We Go Hard. Battle rap is in an all-time high. Hope everyone's enjoying what's going on. Happy 2024, you feel me? We on the Mamba shit. Heavy on the Kobe. Yeah. And my bad, I just wanted to say that. It's going to be fire, you feel me? Shout out to Piffy and Gwitty, you feel me, holding it down for We Go Hard. Battle Academy, shout out to Steel and News.
Y'all want
to
touch on this Cardi B shit real quick before we get out of here?
Body.
I like it. You know why?
What happened?
I'm gonna tell you why.
Wait, what Cardi do?
Like, I like everything.
Wait, what Cardi did?
I like everything that Cardi's doing. Let me tell you why, right?
What's she doing?
She's a real ass person. Because there's real bitches out there will fucking say, fuck that nigga. And be fucking the shit out of that nigga. And be like, no, I don't fuck that nigga. Fuck that nigga. Single for life. Fuck baby daddies. All of that shit. But she actually came out and said, I didn't want to use a fucking rose, nigga. When I got an active penis that I could fucking use, that knows me, that knows how to touch me, that knows how to do all of this shit.
My husband.
My husband that's been fucking acting up because his communication ain't right. You know what I'm saying? He been liking a little bit too much shit on the side that he's not supposed to be fucking liking.
This shit whack,
my nigga. And it's New Year's. And you look good. And I ain't fuck you mad long. Get the fuck out of here. And you got your hair done? Shit, I know you smell good as fuck.
I agree with her.
Come get it. I appreciate her.
I agree with her.
I appreciate her because she's standing on business, but at the same time, I need a little side business. Fuck that shit. And she's not fucking no other nigga. She's fucking someone that she knows.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, because it would have been a crazier story.
It would be crazy if she fucked somebody else.
Niggas would have been like, what the fuck? That's crazy. But
she stood... I liked it.
She
I don't give a fuck.
She
I like
spaces, nigga. She was like, yeah, I was in there.
Damn right. I know what was going through her head. I know what's going through her head. That nigga look good. Oh my God, that's my baby father. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Cardi B, man. But I don't know. Hopefully y'all fix y'all shit, you know what I'm saying? I don't like getting into people's marriages and
I
shit.
I don't,
you know
but,
what I'm
but
saying?
But some
that
people
that storyline
need
is just
yes.
And shout out to my therapist, you know what I'm saying?
Shout
you
out
really
to therapy.
Out,
people
you know
do need therapy. People do need to.
It might not be for everybody, but if it is for you, it go for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I guess it's for me so far and it's working.
There you go.
What y'all got to give to the people before we get out of here, man?
add me on Instagram, where's Spliff at, and Spliffing Bars with the underscore if I'm not wrong. Add my Twitter and all that. And I appreciate all y'all, you feel me? We here to do some good work this year.
Facts.
You feel me?
Bow. Chum, chum.
Bow. This year is going to be, me and Spliff were talking about making this t-shirt that I want to make. and you know, just venture off with my paintings and use that as like an art. Yeah. And so instead of just it, you'll see it. But yes, I am trying to venture out more and do things that in my craft, and as for painting.
Yeah.
So there is, we have a couple of sipping paints that's coming up, paint classes that I'm working on, and getting these t-shirts out, you know, so.
Merch.
Yeah, I got to, but the idea of it.
I need you to do a piece for the show.
That's the piece that I'm, that she was talking about. So that I think will do numbers with men versus females type of shit. I think men will be more better with,
I need it
with
on
that.
The canvas so we can put it right here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
But
be valid.
As for me, y'all know what time it is, sure, man.
Fire.
Hippie
fire.
Vision Productions about to take off this year. It's about to get crazy. The podcast is about to go crazy, and I'm just trying to stay consistent with it.
Yes.
So I heard somebody say work on your craft every day from January 1st to December 31st and see where you at. I'm writing down every day that I do something for the pod, and that's going to be every single day this year. So
that's right.
Yeah, be
make sure y'all keep your eyes on me, man. I told that bitch don't watch me. Watch TV.
Mm.
And her TV was on, and it was us on her TV. My fault, Spook. You know what
y'all
I mean?
Baby.
So I just can't get away, you know what I mean? But keep it positive out there, you know what I'm saying,
positive.
Man? Y'all already know what we about to do. We the highest hippies in the room, man.
Yo, go watch Split. That last episode of Breaking Buds, you heard.
That's
I'm just
a fact.
Saying.
Go watch the season finale of Breaking Buds. Shout out to Big Jerz, you know what I'm saying? And it's D-Rica Hippie, man. Y'all already know what we about to do. We about
Split,
to get up
fam.
Out of here. We see y'all soon. We see y'all soon.
Bye.
Choon Choon back in the building, huh?
'Tarn on your baby mama stroller. She in the getting crushed when she sticky hard to hold her. Consoled her, just twist and burn, and it's over. CBD the good.